portraits of a fast building wholesale home sales inventory. Okay, so let's talk about it. That's the question that inspired this topic here today. So let's Hey my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. I am the author of Smart Real Estate Wholesaling and the creator of myempirepro.com. On this episode, we're talking about four traits of a fast building wholesale home sales inventory. Okay, so let's talk about it. That's the question that inspired this topic here today. So let's dive into the questions. Just so you know, the channel is dedicated to questions and answers. If you want more of our in-depth masterclasses, you have to go to myempirepro.com. All right, with that being said, let's dive into today's question. Question says, so I went driving for Dallas and I found a vacant property in the area. All right, great. So the first thing is, I don't recommend driving for Dallas, not personally. If you want to build a team of people driving for Dallas, sure. Then obviously you understand what leverage means. But the idea of you personally driving for dollars is it's a sign that you don't understand leverage and you value money way much more than freedom. But that's another topic for another day. Can you make money driving for dollars? Can you close deals? Yes. What are the chances? 2% or less. Okay, just so you know. When I put the information in Deal Machine, which is a app, it's an app that you put addresses in, basically your data collection app, and you drive around for dollars and you put your gas, you put $30 gas in the car and you drive around town, you collect data into an app. Okay, that's what that is. Okay, so the Deal Machine is an app. I was able to get the owner's name and number to call, see what the status, see what's the status and if they were willing to sell. Okay, so he said, he or she said all of that to say that's what they're about to do. Okay, so now he does it, right? When I called, he called, meaning he's doing an outreach, he's making a call to a person. This is when the actual work starts. Data collection is the cheapest thing when you use the internet. It's very expensive when you use your time and your car. You get the point? Okay, so the work doesn't actually start until you start calling or you start doing outreach. You start talking to people that can potentially sell you a property at a deep discount. That's what wholesaling is all about, right? Finding deeply discounted properties, locking it under contract, assigning the equitable rights in that contract to an able and willing buyer in exchange for an assignment, a wholesale assignment fee. You make money, right? So my highest from one deal is $82,000. That's the concept, okay? That's where you make money from, not data collection. Data collection is it's like people don't get paid for that. Like right now, a lot of medical doctors are actually mad at the world because they have to do it all. They have to do a lot of data collection and they don't even get paid for that. They get paid for consulting, but that's how cheap it is. People don't even get paid for doing data collection any longer. So you definitely want to make sure you reduce that as much as possible into the minuscule part of your business, but it's very important. It starts from data and it goes all the way to a deal closed, right? But there's a ton of stuff in between and your job is to figure that out, or you can come in through the masterclass in myempirepro.com and we'll show you how to do that. So it says it was purchased last year. Not significant fact. We don't need to know if the property was purchased last year. It says when I called, they said they didn't own or have any recollection of buying the property. It was purchased last year, and even when I checked the tax assessor, their names popped up again. So can homeowners lie to you because you're bothering them and you call them on solicited call and now they feel like they should lie to you? Yes, that's possible. But that should be a non-issue for you. You should put yourself in a position where they just won out of like 100 people in 1 minute that you're going to be calling, okay? It's leverage. It's a numbers game. You got to be calling people until you find the right person, right? But if you put yourself in a position where you think that's just that one deal, like for example, if you drove around town for dollars and then you found that one property and you finally found a phone number, and of course you're going to be attached to the outcome of that experiment that you're performing right now. And that's why I always say, don't put yourself in that position where you have an ultimatum and it must work. If it doesn't work, you're screwed, right? Don't put yourself there. You are a real business owner, a real investor. It's a numbers game. You got to get through the data a lot faster. So you want to get through 100 pieces of data in 1 minute as opposed to spending 100 minutes on one piece of data, one piece of address, a homeowner. You don't want to worry about that, lie or not. If they lie to you, it really doesn't matter. So now you turn yourself to an investigator, a private investigator. You're digging through and you're checking the tax assessors. Their name popped up, and now you're finding an issue in this, right? And the question says, have you had this issue? No, I have not had this issue. I don't spend that much time on any one piece of data. And that's really the key thing you want to take away from here, okay? So there are four traits, and I cover it in details. If you, the link in this is to the post, to the blog post is in the description box where I cover it in details. Well, number one thing, number one trait is you never personally drive for dollars, right? Number two, let's go through number two real quick. Number two, bulk data collection and analysis. It should be done in bulk, in batches, right? That's how you build a fast, profitable wholesale home sale inventory. Number three, be a pipeline builder. You should be getting through a pipeline. There are people waiting for you in your pipeline. They should be waiting for you in a pipeline. People waiting for you to help them. The ones that lie to you, it doesn't matter. It doesn't really matter if you have so many people in your pipeline, right? Number four, don't be a pointless investigator, a pointless private investigator. Don't get into that game, because if you do that, you will fail in this business, okay? We have access to a lot of data. There's no question about that. The tools that we use. As a matter of fact, you can check out empirebigdata.com for access to all the data you want with regards to any property. It's useful, it's a tool. Just in case somebody is motivated and you can dig up some information and see what you're working with, pull up some comparables and see the value of the property you're working with, right? I get all of that, okay? However, if a person is not motivated yet, you really should not be digging through the information. It's useless. If they're not motivated, it's a useless activity for your business. You should only be spending your time on people that are showing you signs that they may be motivated. As a matter of fact, you want to get to a point eventually where you're only dealing with motivated people. You have your assistants. You have your system deal with people that are not motivated, and you deal in that way. That way you get through the numbers fast and as fast as humanly possible. All right, so that's what I have for you on this episode. If you want to learn how to build a pipeline, just go right now, go to smartrealestatewholesaling.com and download the book. It's absolutely for free, and if you go there right now, I'll give you real estate money secrets as well. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. I'll see you on the next one, and peace.